As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got a breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, May the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always lots of news, hard facts and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. If you're in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014. Again, that's 512-904-8014. And join us live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost, like become vocal local host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that postal zip zone. Big shout out again, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. All broadcasting become vocal local to their local listening audiences this morning, and I thank them for it. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All of that contact information can be found at the website becomevocallocal.com, where the chat room is already heating up, and all of our archives are carefully stashed away for you and indexed on oraclebroadcasting.com, the homepage of this broadcasting network. Precious metals in damage control mode, the war of the titans, we'll talk about that this morning. Petrodollar in decline, yeah, we'll talk about that too. Whatever the usurper is selling, America and the world ain't buying it. We got a lot of news light on the deck as well. FEMA, multi-jurisdictional all hazard mitigation planning, Agenda 21, we'll talk about that again today. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Go to our market report, see what's happening out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we found gold trading up $3.70 at $1,540.80 an ounce. Silver off 11 cents at $41.55, coming back down into that $40 peg. That's a very powerful technical resistance there. I hope we can have some there. Platinum at off $15 at $1,838 a troy ounce, and palladium at off $14 at $758. Of course, these are all spot prices. You'll never put your hands on these metals for that kind of money. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning so far, $1,530.10 an ounce for a low, $1,544.40 for a high. Looks like about a $14 spread shaping up in there. But at $1,540.80, your gold is up year to year, $368.40 an ounce for a 31.43% return on your investment. Take heart, little flock. Those metals are still shining for most of us. The SPDR gold shares overnight, they claim to have dropped out 5.15 metric tons. In other words, down 5.15 metric tons, holding this morning 1,224.49 metric tons. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to ExtendoVite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Wednesday, May the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, TalkStream Live Media, Liberty, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda. Wow, it's out there. We're getting out there this morning, and I'm glad for it. Let's go back into our market report and close this out for this morning. Gold again trading up $3.70. at $1,540.80 an ounce at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago, silver off 11 cents, continuing this drive, kind of a decline now. We're about 10 bucks down. Oh, well, 8. Let's give it, be more honest, about $8 down. But nevertheless, we've seen quite a sell-off in the silver market over the last couple of days. Platinum this morning off 15 bucks at $1,838 a troy ounce, and palladium off $14 at $758 an ounce. Again, the SPDR gold shares. This is that spider on this corner of the web. You find their website and look at it for yourself. It is their symbol, a spider sitting there on the web. Wow. Give you a pause in that. They drop off 5.15 metric tons. Now, this is the first time in a long time there's been any activity on the SPDR gold shares. They've been sitting in there at 1229.64 for a long time. This morning, at 1224, 1,224.49 metric tons, ostensibly, in their electronic treasure chest, valued on these at these bullion prices at $60.6 billion. Big hands, deep pockets, ready to go to work on this marketplace. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, virtually flat yesterday, at closing at 12,808. The NASDAQ, nothing to speak of there either, down 22 at 2842. And the S&P 500 off 5, closing at 1,357. Crude oil this morning off 16 cents at $110.89 a barrel on the decline. The petrodollar going into the dumper here. Well, anyway, $110.89 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude is still far more than it's worth in my book, but that's what they're asking today. The U.S. dollar index this morning continues its decline as well at 72.85, down 0.27% or 27 basis points. In early trades, the foreign exchange market this morning, Canadian loonie up 9 basis points at $1.05. The Mexican peso, fill up your pockets with pesos, at 9 cents a pop, virtually unchanged from yesterday. The euro up 61 basis points at $1.49 against the U.S. dollar. The British pound exchanges against the U.S. buckaroonie at $1.65. And the Swiss franc continuing its move, another 16 basis points at $1.16 U.S. You know, if you put a little money into the Swiss franc a year ago, you'd be up about 17% right now. Not bad for the Swiss franc. The bond market this morning, the two-year yield, 0.62%. That's your U.S. Treasuries, our bonded indebtedness. The benchmark 10-year yield is 3.25%, and those 30-year treasuries going to buy you a cost you or yield 4.35%. I never give you the price. It's not much, about $100 a pop for those things. Anyway, I don't know whether they buy them in bundles or what, but anybody that gets into something that you have to wait 30 years to get 4.35% on, well, that's your business. Go for it. Mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed rate mortgage moves down from 4.07% to 3.90%, continuing this enticement, this lure into the real estate mortgage market. The 30-year moves down from 4.86 to 4.67%. Your prime rate's at 3.25%. And your gold to silver ratio, 37.07 ounces of silver, pick you up and bring you home 1 ounce of gold on these spot prices. Jumping into the economy calendar today, we look back to yesterday after, during the broadcast. We see the factory orders came out then. We'll cover that in a moment. Then today, the Mortgage Bankers Association apps are out. The Challenger Job Cut Report is out, and we'll go to those right now. Let's go over here and pick this one up with factory orders. Factory data shows deep strength in March and include convincing upward revisions to February. Okay? Let's say that again. Factory data shows deep strength, whatever that's supposed to mean, in March and includes convincing upward revisions to February. So if you don't like these numbers, just hang around. They do it consistently. The numbers for February have been revised upward. Well, sometimes they revise them up, sometimes they revise them down. As they say, numbers seldom lie, but liars often do. Gains are evenly distributed between durable and non-durable goods and across many industries where autos are showing special strength. That's right. Everybody's rushing out to buy a new automobile, right? At $4 a gallon gasoline? I don't think so. Quarter-to-quarter factory shipments picked up 5.4% in the first quarter, a tough pace to keep up through though yesterday's April report from the ISM, where backlogs and inventories were especially strong, points to a good start for the second quarter. Backlogs and inventories. Wow. Well, all right. Today's report is headlined by a 3% rise for new orders, with February revised to a 0.7% gain from a 0.1% decline. So, not much. I mean, ask yourself. Put 7 pennies on top of a dollar. Are you impressed? No, I'm not. Shipments, which ultimately, of course, track new orders, rose 2.7% in March following a 0.65%. A bunch of numbers doesn't mean anything. Gains in shipments explain the gains underway for factory employment. Note these data are based in dollars and that levels are likely being inflated by a small but rising pass-through of costs from suppliers to customers. And that's what it's going to be. That's going to be the way we're going to live from now on, is constant pass-through of costs from the supplier to the customer. Excuse me. Gosh, you could choke on that stuff. The Mortgage Bankers Association purchase apps. Now, once again, you've taken your little drive around. Your real estate agent's shown you a couple of houses, closed you on one of them. Now you're sitting there, and you're in the bank, and you're going to try and borrow some money. Well, this is how it works right here. After 4 very volatile up and down weeks, the Mortgage Bankers Association Purchase Index was steady in the April 29th week. It doesn't say whether it was steady up or steady down, but it says it was steady. In other words, everybody was on vacation, you know. They're out there on a marble slab someplace. This index has been too wild to offer much of a handle on April, an important month for housing, so there's nothing coming out of there. Challenger job cut reports. Layoff announcements are at a very low level, in line with rising production needs and pointing to rising demand for new employees. Challenger layoff intentions totaled 36,490 in April versus 41,528 in March and 38,326 in April a year ago. If you don't have any good news, you just throw out some numbers. And that's what they've done here. But remember, one of these days in the Challenger job cut report, when they're down to the very last person, we could actually see a day in America where there was only one job cut. Unfortunately, that would be the last job. Here's the ADP employment report. The ADP data shows a month-to-month slowing in private payroll growth. All right, a little bit of cognitive dissonance between one of these reports and this one. But here we've got a slowing in private payroll growth to 179,000 in April versus this revised total of 207,000 in March. The numbers are no good. They just revise them all the time. Actual private payrolls as measured by the government rose 230,000, they claim. Today's report could raise talk of disappointment for Friday's employment report. Well, you'll see it all in the news. It'll be on there with film at 7, right?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back into the news box this morning. U.S. role in Pakistan and Afghanistan is under fire in Congress. You know, this audience really doesn't need to hear a story like this, but it seems to be the drivel that's pouring out of Bloomberg's mouth this morning. Nicole Gulyet writing this: lawmakers from both parties question the need to sacrifice American lives and provide U.S. aid for Afghanistan and Pakistan following the alleged death of Osama bin Laden. As Barry the Usurper prepares to unveil by July his plan for drawing down forces in Afghanistan. God, is this the same plan he had when he was running for election or what? Anyway, Republicans challenged the need to continue the mission at all, while Democrats sought a clearer sense of the administration's goal. Let me be perfectly clear on this one, right? With Al-Qaeda largely displaced from the country, they had 17 guys in Al-Qaeda before, now they're down to 16. Things are looking bad for the usurper's administration. But franchised in other locations, franchised. That's right, they got an Al-Qaeda on every corner now. Afghanistan does not carry a strategic value that justifies 100,000 American troops and a $100 billion a year cost, especially given current fiscal restraints, said Indiana Senator Richard Lugar, the senior Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. $100 billion per year cost just Afghanistan alone, and these guys in Congress were nickel and diamond originally over a $61 billion cut in the budget, and they finally, what did they chump out at, around $30 billion? And they got $100 billion a year on the table in Afghanistan, and for what? For what? Poppy fields. In the House, California Representative Jackie Speier, or Spire, the leading Democrat of on Homeland Security Subcommittee on Counterterrorism and Intelligence, don't look for any intelligence on that committee, described doubts about Pakistan as the quote-unquote elephant in the room. The Republican chairman of that panel, Pennsylvania Representative Patrick Meehan, expressed frustration with Pakistan's unknown role. Given bin Laden's presence just outside Islamabad, was Pakistan driven by divided loyalty, complicity, and confidence? Meehan wondered out loud. Well, we're all wondering out loud, Meehan. Why you guys are buying this thing? Why are you taking it hook, line, and sinker? And shame on you, Bloomberg, for even carrying this asinine story. Gaddafi's forces bombard rebel cities as allies prepare for a Rome meeting. Yeah, they're going to Rome, baby. Going to see the temple prostitutes, no doubt about it. Carolyn Alexander and Benjamin Harvey, writing this for Bloomberg. Libyan forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi bombarded rebel cities in the west of the country as ministers from 22 nations, twice 11 there, by the way, prepared to meet in Rome to discuss ways of resolving the conflict. Maybe if they would just get the hell out of it, this conflict would be resolved. Anyway, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, what a name that guy is, who previously tried to play a mediating role, not going to star, that's for sure, urged the Libyan leader to stand down. Quote, what needs to happen now is for Gaddafi to immediately withdraw from power and bring to pass his historical, human, and moral responsibility, he said in a speech in Istanbul yesterday. They're going to do anything and everything they can do, folks, to quash Gaddafi. The more I look into his administration and his lifestyle and the things that he's doing in that country, the more I question why we're there. Definitely another war for central bankers. Lockheed cost overruns on the early F-35s may be as much as 15% in the ongoing story of the F-35. This by Tony Capaccio. Lockheed Martin Corporation's F-35 Joint Strike Fighter hasn't struck anything yet. The Pentagon's most expensive weapons program, talk about a hole in the ground, may face cost overruns of as much as 15% on early models, U.S. Vice Admiral David Venlet said. Well, 15% overrun is not too much. until you look at the numbers, the plane's expense may exceed the contracted target cost by $964 million in the worst-case scenario. No. Each plane may exceed the contracted target cost by $964 million. Wow. I wonder how far we could go in world affairs and geopolitical landscape if we would just take the $964 million that we're going to go overrun on this F-35 Joint Strike Fighter and, do a Benjamin Shalom Bernanke helicopter bend strategy. Just take the $964 million and sprinkle it over the people in Libya and say, Ali Ali Oxen, all in free. Van Lett said in April 28th interview in Washington, the overrun is calculated on $6.43 billion in aircraft and engine costs for 28 planes, according to an F-35 program data. That'd be $964 million of cost overrun times 28 aircraft. The low end of the overrun estimate is 11%, or $707 million. Wow. The first three low-rate initial production contracts are cost-plus agreements. Wouldn't you like that? A cost-plus agreement. Whatever costs, plus your profit. Yeah, that's the way it is when you contract with old Uncle Suck. Ben Led inherited these contracts when he was assigned last year by Defense Secretary Robert Gates to improve the $382 billion program's cost. $382 billion program cost. That's what, half of the U.S. military budget? My God in heaven. These bills are not all due now. They're spread out over the delivery of the program. So to the best of my ability, I've told leadership, I'm not going to cause pain to others. I'm going to try and resource these. Oh, boy, this guy needs to be fired. Here's another one. Not much for news today. Williams Sonoma. You ever think that I would report on a story like this? Williams Sonoma picks clicks over bricks with a global rollout. That's clever headline. Picks clicks over bricks. Well, I guess that's what Oracle Broadcasting does too. We pick clicks over bricks. This isn't a brick and mortar operation. This is all internet. And that's the way Williams Sonoma is going to be too. The 55-year-old housewares chain, known for its meticulously arranged stores and baking demonstrations, is cooking up a new strategy. Making itself an internet company, web orders are already the fastest growing source of revenue for the San Francisco-based company, and now is preparing to make its e-commerce sites global by the end of June. Chief Marketing Officer Patrick Connolly said last week, Williams Sonoma, they have a pretty nice catalog. I don't know whether you've ever gotten it or not. It's an interesting catalog, but the things that they have are really nice, high-end, real, seek quality, not quantity, really nice high-end stuff, but it's, you got to reach deep to get any of it in your house. But which also owns Pottery Barn in West Elm, will invest tens of millions of dollars in the project. Quote, we're absolutely obsessed with the web right now, Connolly said. By the end of next month, the company's e-commerce site will go live in more than 75 countries. I wonder what's going to happen to Main Street when everybody goes on the web. Will they just go ahead and roll up the sidewalks and bring down the power lines? Maybe. For-profit college aid rules sent for a White House review. We've been covering this story a little bit as it comes out here on Bloomberg. John Lauerman writing this. Proposed rules that would restrict for-profit colleges. Now, there's a bunch of those. It's a big story, actually, laying behind here. Access to student aid will have been sent to the White House for review, bringing them a step closer to approval. The Education Department regulations known as gainful employment were sent to the White House Office of Management and Budget yesterday, said Jane Glickman. We'll find out more about that right after this.
Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books,
listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Going head-to-head with Bubba the Love Sponge on TalkStream Live. Let's depart from this article for a moment and jump out to Idaho and say good morning to our intrepid reporter from Idaho. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. I was calling about that, about Afghanistan.
Yes.
I watched that hearing yesterday, you know, at the Senate Foreign Relations, Committee. And, Richard Hawes, you know who he is, right?
Oh, yeah.
CFR, president of the CFR. Uh-huh. Yeah, he was testifying, and some of the members of the Senate were trying to get him to explain what his idea of what our policy is in Afghanistan, and because what he is saying is that we now need to work with the Taliban.
Oh yeah, we do.
because the Taliban are a reality, and so we just have to accept the fact, and you know we can send some of the troops home and just you know bring them into the process.
Well, you know, Taliban has been our ally from day one, haven't they? Always in Afghanistan. I mean, that's what they report on the news every day, don't they? Well, don't they? Well, maybe. Isn't that what we've been saying all along?
We were paying them a lot of money before 9/11. I was looking in the archives, you know, under the Bush administration during the, you know, the news archives. And we were giving them quite a lot of money before 9/11.
We still are. Nothing's changed.
Yeah. He was talking about, you know, building a road across Afghanistan and having Afghanistan pick up their ancient place in the world economy, which I guess the Silk Road runs through Afghanistan, right?
Exactly. So does the pipeline.
Right. And you remember way back in the early days of the war there, they were talking about bin Laden being holed up in a high-tech cave.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what I realized, of course, is that what they were describing is the Trojan Triangle. And what drives me absolutely nuts is that this Trojan Triangle system of control of the infrastructure, that is a global system. It's being implemented in all the countries. But because everybody looks at their one little area with tunnel vision, all they see is, you know, Afghanistan was building the Trojan Triangles. Well, you know, they built one in Denver, for heaven's sakes.
Exactly.
You know?
And every time they roll these programs out, Vicki, it's always like an aha experience. You know, hey, we really need to do this. This is so important for us. This is breakthrough technology. You know, but it's, you know, coming off the back end of the Xerox machine at 100 copies a minute.
Yeah. And so... I mean, why isn't there anybody? If we have people in Washington, D.C., all these DARPA people, they're supposed to be so freaking smart. Why aren't they, you know, all these people, why isn't anybody looking at this?
Oh, yeah.
Why doesn't anybody see it? It's there for people to see.
It's just not something that they want to discuss, you know. It's so secret, we can't talk about it.
Well, but they're killing an awful lot of people, and they're blaming a lot of stuff on people in the Middle East for things that they are, in fact, doing themselves. I mean, this is a plan. What they're doing is they're making the world safe for communist China is what they're doing.
Sure, but they're just all stupid, dumb animals anyway, you know.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Well, just being facetious this morning, Vicki. This whole thing, this charade is just, it's unbelievable to me. You know, it really is. You know, they came around, they said, oh, we'll dump this guy's clown's body out at sea, you know. This is a long Islamic tradition. And what they were basically doing, in my opinion, they were covering up for what was going down on Wall Street. They were covering up for the assassination attempt on Gaddafi that backfired, killed his son, killed three of his grandchildren. And they just buried the bodies of the grandchildren and his son yesterday, you know, in the ground. They didn't carry them out to sea. It's not some old Islamic tradition that everybody, you know, how do you tell somebody that's living out in the middle of the desert, got a camel, they're going to ride to the sea and dump their body? No, they don't do that. They bury people in the ground just like everybody else. But disposing of a non-body in a non-disclosed, non-sea location is a good way to just perpetuate the lie. So, I mean, the whole thing is so fraudulent and so phony that I just don't think, it's just like what I'm saying, whatever the usurper is selling America and the world ain't buying it, and especially not me.
Yeah, no, well, it was too stupid and too obvious. I mean, you know, Osama died years ago. I mean, he died, they brought him back, he died, they brought him back. I mean, I guess this time that they're not going to be able to bring him back since they made a big deal out of it and they had their Wizard of Oz moment, you know, the ding-dong, the witch is dead, with all the munchkins jumping up and down.
You know, that was the first thing I thought of, too, you know, the Wicked Witch is dead. So I went up and I did a YouTube search on that because I wanted to play a clip. You know, I thought, well, that'd be kind of novel. And there was so much of it, but, you know, it was interesting because, you know, when little Dorothy there, she was involved in a tornado disaster. And when the houses came down in Tuscaloosa, it landed on bin Laden. And so the Wicked Witch got killed there. I don't know whether Barry the Usurper was sitting up with his children, you know, and Michelle watching this. And he got, aha, that's it. That's it. Let's do the Wicked Witch out of Dorothy, Wizard of Oz. You know, he gets all of his staff members together around the Oval Office, you know, and they go, that's it, Barry. Yo, man, get down with that bad witch story. Liking it, you know. And it's like, I just, you know, the whole thing, it just grates on me so deeply, Vicki. I can't stand it.
Well, did you see the picture of the compound that Osama was supposedly in? The picture of it on YouTube, it was a triangle.
Oh, no.
How's that for... Yeah, it was. So how's that for freak, you know? Are they trying to make me crazy?
I think so, honey. And they painted it yellow just for you. Hey, how is that foreign trade zone working out there for you guys? Have you gotten any further on that?
They're still working on it. But I've been doing a lot more research. I kind of got sidetracked, but I found some interesting stuff on the World Customs Organization and the connection to obviously the global banksters are involved in the World Customs Organization, but the Chamber of Commerce is also involved in it.
Oh, of course.
And has been for a very long time. And so anybody that wants to be activist against the Chamber of Commerce.
And it's so easy. It's right down there on Main Street, and they hold their meetings on a monthly basis. It's a good place to go and hang out just to hear what's coming down, because that's one of the places where the change agents love to come in and float their new memes, you know. But, yeah, absolutely, the Chamber of Commerce. Now, with all of the media attention, well, I don't know if I could say all, but with the media attention that was focused on Idaho and those DVDs or CDs that were put together, was there any response back from the House of Representatives there as regards to, you know, changing their mind on whether they're going to go forward with this plan or not?
No, absolutely not a word. And when I wrote the letter, I specifically wrote it just very brief. Here is a radio program about it. We have done a lot of research on these. If you want more information, let us know, and we will get it to you. Not a word. Not a single word.
How about a committee hearing or something like that? Could you maybe work to get one of those set up, maybe a public hearing? What's your friend's name, Jan or something like that?
Jane Lesko.
Jane, yeah. That's it, yeah.
Well, she's way up north, you know, okay. And they're having a lot of problems, so she's not very active at the moment. But you have to, first of all, get people interested in this. What I'm hoping, this is a good opportunity to mention this, what people need to do to... watch for that meeting in July when the communist Chinese ministers are coming to meet with our governors in Salt Lake City. It's the first forum of the U.S. China governors forum. And I guarantee you that the American governors are not going to be teaching the communists about the American way of government. It's going to be the communists teaching the American governors about communism.
Well, I guess instead of having rubber chicken, they'll be serving Peking duck. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
My name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So apparently we're going to have a meeting between the National Association of Governors of the United States of America and all of the Chinese coming over to do the same sorts of things. And it's going to be kind of an interesting meeting. Have you got any more on that, Vicki?
Yeah, the article is in the Salt Lake Tribune, and the title of the article is Utah to Host First U.S.-China Governors Forum. And let's see, it was first published February 26th. 2011.
Interesting.
And Christine Gregoire, I believe, is the chairman of the National Governors Association. She signed some kind of an accord to formalize the relationship between the American governors and the Chinese provincial party leaders. Okay. The party doesn't even say that, you know, the head of, you know, premiers of their provinces. It says the party leaders.
Exactly.
That's significant.
Yes, it is. Especially, you know, everybody keeps thinking about communism being a dead issue, but, you know, it's not. Got a Skype message here during the break. It says, can Vicki quickly illuminate the difference between a foreign trade zone and an enhanced enterprise zone and an enterprise zone while she is on? Can you do that for us, Vicki?
I really can't, because I would suspect that there is no difference, because each state can call these zones whatever it is that they want to call them. And so if it's near a university, if it's near a transportation center, what you might do is look at the nearest airport, find out if it's a port district, if your airport is a user fees airport, or whether they receive international flights, see if there's a customs and border protection agent assigned to your airport. Look in your state statutes for legislation concerning intermodal commerce zones, or do a search on enhanced economic zone, because it might be that the what they call an intermodal commerce zone here in Idaho is what your state is calling an enhanced economic zone.
Yeah, an enhanced enterprise zone. Anytime you see the word enhanced, you know that you're going to be getting involved there with high-end IT. You're going to get involved there through FEMA, et cetera. Anything that's been enhanced, that's the GIS, GPS, global system. That would be tracking and so on and so forth. The foreign trade zones are these exchange locations where somebody that wants to come in with X number of dollars, what was it, $500,000 or more, they get a visa or permanent residency status or citizen status for investing plus tax incentives to do it as well. But these enhanced enterprise zones, you can have an enhanced enterprise zone right in small town America.
Yeah, and that's what the definition of an inland port is. In Idaho, it's an intermodal commerce zone. It's defined in law
exactly as
an inland port, and which is really very clever, because you would never think to look for anything to do with water at the northern edge of the Great Basin Desert.
Well, an inland port, for instance, Vicki, if my understanding is correct, at the Lazy Boy factory, for instance. At the Lazy Boy factory here in Neosho, Missouri, they have a yard where they dock all of the various container vessels that have come from and or going to any place else on the globe. The 16-wheeler with the flexible flatbed that they load these ocean-going cargo containers on, truck and trailer provide a link to the nearest railroad. The railroad then provides the link to the nearest ocean port. The ocean, that cargo container then gets lifted off of one of these 16-wheelers onto first a railroad flat car, and then on from the flat car onto a cargo container, and goes off to sea. But it doesn't get opened until it reaches its point of destination. And as far as the world is concerned in commerce, it's been at sea in under admiralty the entire time. So Lazy Boy swings the doors closed, puts together a bill of lading or something, they seal it, and it doesn't get opened again until it arrives in Peiping, and they take the Lazy Boy chairs out and put them in somebody's house. But this idea of intermodal, there's different modalities, and so you've got ocean, you've got railroad, you've got the 16-wheelers on trucks, you've got trains, and all of these things, all of this cargo is continuously considered at sea and during that process. My understanding's right.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's what is bringing admiralty law into the continental United States, is the definition of these intermodal commerce zones as inland ports.
Now, have you noticed, Vicki, in the Orient and in Asia in general, they're looking at, because of the high cost of overseas container shipping vessels, they're looking at using jets, large cargo jets, in the same way. So they fly out of an international airport someplace in India or China or Singapore or Japan or someplace. They come out of an international airport there. They fly to an international airport someplace inside the United States, which might be anywhere, Seattle, any place, and then it goes from there and gets unloaded again onto one of these trucks in a sealed fashion, still in transit, and finally arrives at its destination. But the one thing I'm bringing that up is that even in air travel, it's going intermodal in that commerce system, in that commerce loop. So that's just another wrinkle that's coming into this, because it's more profitable for the IT sector to load all their big TV screens and all of that sort of stuff, their high-tech gear. It's more economical for them to transport it by air rather than in cargo containers.
Right, and what I think that they're doing, actually, is that I think our Customs and Border Protection are using this whole system to be coyotes for redistribution of population.
Well, think about
it. That's what I think.
Think about a jet aircraft coming out of Beijing or someplace like that and flying into Kansas City Airport, and this thing is all filled supposedly with cargo. Nod, nod, wink, wink, you know.
So yeah.
They throw the doors open on the back, and then they get a truck that backs up to this thing, and they take them all over to the foreign trade zone, and then it's one of those self-emptying cargo containers where they just open the doors and all the coolies carry the stuff out.
Hey, that is efficiency. That's what you call global efficiency.
Well, the idea is to increase the amount of labor on the planet. And so rather than using those pesky, you know, very expensive forklifts, we'll just bring over 200 or 300 coolies to unload and swamp these vans.
Yeah, yeah. Import your own stevedores. But, yeah, no, I think that's how California was taken over. I really do, you know.
Well,
and so... But we don't have anybody that's looking at that, you know. We're looking over in the Middle East for the bad guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Well, that's all I had for you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Vicki. Sure appreciate the call. Always a good one.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, there she goes, Vicki Davis, our intrepid researcher. Folks, you can find Vicki's research on her website. It's www.channelingreality.com. channelingreality.com. Hope you enjoyed the little discussion there with Vicki, kind of bailing me out. It's kind of a news light day. In the next hour, we're going to go back into our study of FEMA's hazard mitigation planning system. But let me close out on the news section on this article here. Radiation readings in Fukushima reactor rise to the highest since the crisis began. We always got to have a crisis. If we don't have a crisis, if we don't have a state of emergency, then the global agenda can't go forward. But here's the article. Right off Bloomberg, radiation readings at Japan's Fukushima Daiichi Station rose to the highest since an earthquake and tsunami knocked out the cooling systems, impeding efforts to contain the world's worst nuclear disaster since Chernobyl. Now, this is the part that I enjoy. Two robots sent into the reactor number one building. Now, see, from the very beginning of all this, I was saying, for goodness sakes, you know, we've got robots out there that can massage your back and, you know, you can take them out to dinner and stuff like that, or they'll vacuum your floor. But we were sending people inside of these, you know, devastated buildings. But apparently they've listened to the broadcast and they've got robots on the job, and that's a good thing. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, May the 4th, 2011, knock-around two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First hour, a little bit of the news. This is a little bit of stuff. Got a nice call from Vicki Davis. Always enjoy hearing from her. A little bit more of a story here in regards to this Fukushima radiation thing. I've been pretty silent on this, actually. Really have been. I don't know whether any longer we can trust any of the information that we get out. I did get a comment on the chat room, on my website. I think it's been posted. I don't know. I haven't been back to look. But there's a fellow that sent in a YouTube video that he made, bringing to our attention the air currents that are bringing this radioactive fallout, basically, in and out and across all of the North America and Canada. So it's a pretty interesting video that he made, and I enjoyed getting that, and I thank him for it. But boy, a little bit more from this. Again, the two robots sent into the reactor number one building at the plant yesterday took readings as high as 1,120 millisieverts. I mean, when does it end, folks? We always have to keep coming up with all these new terms, you know, like I'm supposed to wake up in the morning and know what a millisievert is. I wouldn't know what a maxisievert is, you know. Completely, you know, it's almost irrelevant to our lives, but we have to keep coming up with all these terms. Anyway, we're supposed to be afraid about this. Now, 1,120 millisieverts of radiation per hour, said Junichi Matsumoto, general manager at TEPCO. That's more than four times the annual dose permitted to nuclear workers at a stricken plant. All right? More than four times the annual dose. And they're getting that per hour. So I guess things are melting down pretty rapidly. Radiation from the station, where four of the six reactors have been damaged by explosions, has forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of people and contaminated farmland and drinking water. Well, there's more to all that. All right? More to all that. But as we go a little bit deeper into our discussion now of hazard mitigation planning, I've been sharing with you material directly out of FEMA's Getting Started with Hazard Mitigation manual that they published back in 2000, and just kind of walking through it step by step. But before I do that, I want to jump over here to Section 4 in a hazard mitigation plan that was produced for and approved by a very small rural county in Missouri, all right? And this is a couple of years back, 2005, all right? McDonald County Hazard Mitigation Plan, reading directly from page 72. And I can assure you that the people in McDonald County did not create this document. This was done for them, likely by the regional councils of government, the Harry S. Truman Coordinating Council. And it is basically boilerplate direct from FEMA. All right. So you wonder, how does all this stuff, how does the police state make it into your town, into your city, into your county, in your state? Well, it comes on this way. Now, they define mitigation. Let's hear what they have to say. Mitigation is defined as sustained action that reduces or eliminates long-term risk to people, property, and natural hazards and their effects. Now, that's right out of Agenda 21. Now, this is a FEMA document coming right out, textual matter coming right out of this United Nations agenda. It describes ongoing efforts at the federal, the state, the local, and individual levels to lessen the impact of disasters upon our families, our homes, our communities, and the economy. And so what we need to look at here is that we just turn the shoe on, you know, as I say, if it's sauce good for the goose, it's sauce good for the gander. We just turn it right back around. We know that as globalism makes its transition from global to local, and it comes all the way down and finds us here, then our best avenue of response is going to be going from local back towards the global again. All right? We have to block it and block it, block it, block it, block it, step by step, walk right back up the chain. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Wednesday, March the 4th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Once again, working into a little bit of this hazard mitigation planning system so we get a better understanding of what's going on, coming down on us and at us. You know, there's no end. There's no end of the suffering on this planet. We've had an incredible decade, to say the very least, you know. And with every passing day, there's going to be another disaster and another disaster. There are some people out there that are looking at the Bible and saying, oh, the apocalypse, we're all here now. Well, yeah, I've always said about those prophecies that I'd be a lot more profoundly influenced by them if they were discovered after the fact rather than ahead of time. So it's to be determined. But certainly, we have a bunch of batards at the top of things that really don't care about loss of life. They don't care about how much loss of life that happens. One of the things that they're really interested in accomplishing, however, is to protect their bottom line, to protect their pocketbooks, okay? And we talked about that with the cat bonds and things like that. Look at all the people that are into the market right now speculating on crude oil. The whole drive up here, 34-35%, if the article I read earlier today in Bloomberg is correct, of the oil price has been driven up based on speculation and coming out of Libya. Libya doesn't produce any oil for the United States of America. Why is the price of crude oil going up here? Well, okay. So, I mean, it's all part of this. It's all part of this matrix. So you go back in and understand what hazard mitigation planning is. This is a great big plan. This is a lot more than, you know, a fire truck in every volunteer firehouse. This is a complete takedown of our system of government in this country. And this is being used not just here. It's being used everywhere. Why? Because it's the implementation strategy of Agenda 21. All right? This is a global initiative. It's not something that's just local. All right? Anyway, mitigation includes not only avoiding the development of vulnerable sections of the community, avoiding the development of vulnerable sections of the community. I'll leave that to your imagination, but also making existing development in hazard-prone areas safer, making existing development in hazard-prone areas safer. Now, there's not going to be any development of nuclear energy along a coastline on the Ring of Fire, subject to the vagaries of earthquakes and tsunamis, that will ever be safe. Can't be. The dynamic is just all wrong. Why they site these nuclear power plants on the coast like they did, I think, I can't remember the name of it now. Got a picture of it in my mind. Over in Israel, they have a nuclear reactor also, I believe, right on Diamond, something like that, right on the coast. All right. And these reactors here in Daiichi, right on the coast. All right. So making existing development in hazard-prone areas safer, there's logic behind this. This wouldn't get the kind of support that it does internationally if there wasn't grains of truth. It only takes a little bit of poison mixed in with the corn to kill all the rats. Incorporating mitigation into decisions related to our community's growth could result in safer, more resilient community. And one that is more attractive to new facilities and businesses. And so the idea is to continue to sustain demand. Okay, it's the sustainable development is all about demand. It's about sustaining the environmental and developmental concerns. But they have to bring this stuff out in such a fashion as they're doing here in order to affect public buy-in. And that's really, really important. You're not going to get the chambers of commerce and the local businessmen to buy into these programs of action unless they can see where they benefit. They have to be able to say, what losses can I avoid and what benefits can I gain before they'll get on board? Now, it continues, categories of mitigation. The state of Missouri, now in this particular usage, now that we know some of the things that we know about the difference between the state and this state, which we've been trying to draw out from the learning, the teaching of Alfred Adisk and others on his broadcast, but this the state of Missouri, now this is a legal entity, but notice what they use in the same sentence. They know the difference. The state of Missouri, this is your terra firma, this is your soil, this is your air, this is your water, this is your legal description, your boundary, your meets and bounds description. The state of Missouri is subject to many types of natural hazards, okay? Floods, tornadoes, winter storms, landslides, earthquakes, droughts, winter storms, and wildfires. Of course, they didn't mention locust plagues, but if you're reading Agenda 21, they throw locust plagues in there too, just to get it a kind of a biblical tone. But what's important here is to understand these writers understand this, that in the state, in the flesh and blood world that we live in terra firma, all of these things happen. There are no floods in this state. That's the document. That's the document. When Jorge Bush said that the Constitution was nothing but a GD piece of paper, he was right. The Constitution is a piece of paper. It's surrounded by brass, it's under glass, and it's kept in the mausoleum of all things Americana. He's absolutely right. It is just a piece of paper. It exists in this state. It's a legal thing, all right? But in the state where we live, where we dwell, we have our hearts and our souls on the ground, floods, tornadoes, winter storms, landslides, earthquakes, droughts, winter storms, and wildfires occur. Of course, they've been occurring ever since the Creator created the globe. And they're going to continue to create as long as the Creator continues to let or allow the planet to exist. But that's not what they're doing here. All hazard mitigation planning is called the process associated with devising strategies needed to mitigate the damage associated with this wide variety of potential natural disasters. All hazard mitigation planning is called the process. Got to watch that word, process. Associated with devising strategies needed to mitigate the damages associated with this wide variety of potential natural disasters. Now, as I've said in the past, this idea of being able to indemnify yourself, and able to going out to take out an insurance policy to protect or indemnify yourself against all loss, puts us in a precarious position. You know, as free men on the land, as sovereigns, individuals, you know, we have unlimited liability to risk. You take out your birth certificate, take a close look at the bottom. Was there a guarantee down there? A warranty statement? Flip it over. Is there one on the back? No, there isn't. None of us are guaranteed a long life, a happy life, a healthy life, a wealthy life, or a successful life. No one, right? And that's where we really want to be. But it's only when we dialogue into consensus and come under the umbrella of gouvernement that we live in this limited liability existence of the C citizen. 14th Amendment citizen, 13th, 14th, whatever they are. Right? This is really important. It's that limited liability that we compromise. You know, as Benjamin Franklin says, you know, anybody would trade their essential liberty for temporary security deserves neither their liberty nor that security. And yet that's precisely what Agenda 21 and Hazard Mitigation Planning wants to do. They want to dialogue you away from being the sovereign into a subject. We'll be right back.
My name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete
with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Ah, boy, I know I got to work harder on this broadcast. Bubba the Love Sponge keeps kicking my booty on TalkStream Live. Well, we're near to the top 20 now. Anyway, let's go on with this again and go back to this introduction to mitigation planning, hazard mitigation planning. It's very important, folks. It is actually happening right where you are. It's at the root of much of the trouble that you're experiencing in your towns, your cities, your counties, and your states. But let's continue. Again, since there's a wide variety of natural disasters to consider in hazard mitigation planning, and there's so many, that there's no way possible that an architect or an engineer or a town planning commission or anybody, there's no way that you can prepare for all of these things. You cannot indemnify yourself against the incredible panoply of tools available to the creator of the universe. I mean, there's just so much that can come at you. There's no way. I mean, look at the people down in Tuscaloosa and in Birmingham, elsewhere, where the tornadoes have come through there. It doesn't make any difference how they built their house, man. The Vegematic came through town, and it wiped out everybody in its path, right down to the ground. Took them right down to the foundations. It wouldn't matter if you were crouching under the kitchen table. Your butt would be toast, okay? Sorry about that, fellas. I hope you had good insurance and that you got your heirs in a different town. Anyway, so let's continue. They are prevention. Here we go. Here we go. Since there are a wide variety of natural disasters to consider in hazard mitigation planning, there are many categories of mitigation. Here they are. They are prevention, property protection, natural resource protection, emergency services, structural projects, and public information. Now, you can roll that list back and look at your local newspaper and think about the things that have happened in your community over the last 4 or 5 years that fall under, that you could put under these headings: prevention, property protection, natural resource protection, emergency services, structural projects, and public information, even though that's a sentence fragment. All right? Now we're going to talk about a couple of them. Let's walk right down through it. Prevention measures are intended to keep a hazard risk problem from getting worse. A hazard risk problem from getting worse. But, of course, in Missouri, they're blowing the levees and flooding the farmland. So the only way you're going to get the keep the hazard risk problem from getting worse is to get rid of the established two-party political system and then this Congress, send Uncle Sam packing. Let's throw everything that he's got, all of his puppet strings, into the trunk and send Uncle Sam packing. They ensure the future development does not increase hazard losses. Now, there's wisdom in that. There is wisdom in that. But there's a reason why people live in floodplains, especially farmers. They live in the floodplains because that's where the fertile soil is. It's like the Nile Valley. I mean, how much history do you want? Right? You kind of, it goes with the territory. If you live in a floodplain and you raise crops in the fertile soil, it goes without saying that if you put your house down in that floodplain, that when the place floods, your place is going to get flooded. All right? Communities can achieve significant progress towards hazard resistance through prevention measures, and there is truth to that. But you're not going to be able to prevent everything, and you're not going to be able to mitigate every potential hazard. Just know that going in. This is particularly a threat in areas that have not been developed or where capital investment has not been substantial. Now, once again, think about the Wildlands map, the Wildlands Project. If you don't have a copy of that, you can get a copy of that map yourself either by visiting Michael Kaufman's website or just look on my homepage there and click on the link, Freedom Advocates, and go over to Michael Shaw's website and you can find little booklets that you can obtain for yourself in bulk or individually that have maps, copies of that map in it, the hazard, the Wildlands Project. But again, it's particularly a threat in areas that have not been developed. They don't want you there. They don't want you there. Or while capital investment has not been substantial. By using prevention measures, in other words, preventing future development can be guided away from hazards. That's right. They're not going to let you build in that floodplain. They're going to blow the dikes in Washington, in Missouri. They're going to flood out that land, and then no one will be allowed to go back in and rebuild there. All right? While maintaining other community goals such as economic development and quality of life through planning and zoning. So our comment from the from our intrepid reporter, Vicky, and our chatter in regards to the foreign trade zones and the enhanced enterprise zones fits right into this. While maintaining other community goals, such as economic development and quality of a life through planning and zoning. Now, if you don't have a comprehensive planning and zoning map for your town or for your county, count your blessings and work diligently to keep it out. But if you do, then you need to be aware of it. Open space preservation. Open space preservation sounds real green until you find out what the details are. Land development regulations. That's right. It's going to be mighty difficult for you to put a subdivision there. And or stormwater management. It's gotten to the point now in stormwater retention and detention facilities that very few places are any longer suitable for human habitation. That's right. Here's the next stage. Property protection measures are used to modify buildings subject to hazard risks. Now, is the building that you're in able to withstand an earthquake, a tornado, a windstorm of other capacity, a wildfire, fires in general, locust plagues, etc., etc.? It's impossible. Can't do it. Doesn't make any difference whether you're using a mud hut, a grass hut, or a concrete bunker. You're not going to be able to withstand everything that the creator of the universe can throw at you or their surroundings rather than to prevent the hazard from occurring. So we're not going to prevent the hazards. We're not going to go after the diseases. What we're going to do instead is focus on symptoms and victims. And that's the way it's sold. A community may find these to be inexpensive measures because often they are implemented or cost shared with property owners. Does that sound like your wallet coming out of your pocket? It certainly sounds that way to me. And it's not just you and me. It's also coming from the great Uncle Sam, you know, from Uncle Ben. Turn on the printing presses, Timmy. Let's get things going. Let's stimulate the economy. All right? Because it's all through grants and aid. Remember yesterday we talked about the 75-25 matching funds? 75% comes from the Fed. Where does it really come from? 75% of the cost of these new fire trucks is being laid on all of the people, all of the taxpayers in general, no matter where they are, even though it only benefits a few. Go back and one of these days, maybe during the break, I'll run into the other room and grab an article and share it with you where it says it's not yours to give. It's not yours to give. But again, a community may find these to be inexpensive measures because often they are implemented or cost shared with property owners. These measures directly protect people and property at risk. Acquisition is the public procurement and management of lands that are vulnerable to damage from hazard. Do I need to tell you about how they're going through a process right now of seizing floodplains and seizing lands in aquifers, over aquifers, or watersheds and things like that? But all of the land, there's a program that the county commissioners are embarked upon to basically buy up on matching funds all the land along the rivers and all the waterfront properties. And they're putting that all aside in a perpetual set-aside where no man shall ever go again. That's right. One big step for mankind, you know, on the moon. But this is a huge step forward for the globalists because what they're doing is they're moving us up, out, and away from water so that we become entirely dependent upon their fluoridated water and other reasons. Relocation is the permanent evacuation of hazard-prone areas through the movement of existing hazard-prone development and populations to safer areas. relocation sound like a concentration camp in your future? We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so there's nothing hypothetical about what I'm covering right now. This is directly out of an approved 2005 McDonald County, Missouri Hazard Mitigation Plan, Section 4, Introduction to Mitigation. Walking right down through the steps, okay? So it begins over here, we've been talking about previously, the State and Local Mitigation Planning How-To Guide, Getting Started. And we'll come back to that again tomorrow. And then today, what I'm showing you is how this is actually implemented in your town. This is the documentation that was approved by the county commissioners that then opened the door to Pandora's box in this rural, very rural town, very rural county, okay? And everybody that lived in that county lost a tremendous amount of their freedom and their rights on their own property to use their land and to apply themselves, you know, on their property in a way they deemed best. And they gave that up without even a whimper, because this was coming in on them and at them, and it was just getting very minor attention at all in the newspaper. I was fortunate enough to be heads up on that kind of stuff, and I attended these meetings, as did several other people. But as this development continued, fewer and fewer people turned out, and eventually it was just passed for lack of public interest, all right? Your silence implies your consent. Voluntary compliance. This is legal positivism. This is legal formalism. And we'll cover that, and we're really still discussing it, just by example, as when we come back to Anthony Seebach's book, Legal Positivism in American Jurisprudence. So let's continue. Your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065. You've got a horror story. You've got questions about this. Folks, I don't know anybody else that's ever taught on it other than myself. If you want to know more about hazard mitigation, please feel free to call in. Your questions are welcome, all right? But if you have any blocks or restrictions on your telephone number, take them off before you call in, because I don't go to restricted numbers. I'll just let you know right up front, all right? So if I don't answer your call when you call in, it's because I'm seeing on the call screen a restricted number and I don't go to those. So continuing, I don't hide behind a fake name. My name is William Roberts, and it'll be that way tomorrow, too. But continuing, property protection measures are used to modify buildings subject to hazard risk. We went through all of that. Rebuilding. We talked about relocation. Relocation is the permanent evacuation of hazard-prone areas. God help you if your farm area or if your neighborhood or the corner that you live on is considered blight, or if there's a little wet spot in your yard or on your lot, or if you have poor drainage capacity there, maybe you're underlaid by clay, God help you, because your land is up for grabs. Relocation. And relocation is the permanent, underlying that, evacuation of hazard-prone areas through movement of existing hazard-prone development and populations to safer areas. Who deems what's safe? Well, ask the people that were rotated out of the Ninth Ward after Katrina in New Orleans, honey. Rebuilding includes modifying structures to reduce damage by future hazard events. I don't know about how many of you have ever done a structural remodel, but they're dreadfully expensive. Floodproofing involves protecting a flood-prone building using one or more of several different methods to redirect or divert floodwaters. If you can't do it on site development, then you have to elevate the building. And when you elevate the building, you're subject to all the approvals and generally your application for that kind of work, that kind of a building permit, is likely to be denied. And or be so dreadfully expensive, it'll be simpler to just use the caterpillar tractor method and bulldoze it all down, clamshell it into the back of a big pick or a dump truck, and cart your building away. And they'll do that. And they'll do that, and then they'll charge you for it, too, by the way. Natural resources protection measures are intended to reduce this intensity of hazard effects, as well as to improve the quality of the environment and wildlife habitats. Environment and wildlife habitats. And just the other day, there was a news article came out where the United Nations is going to give animals a Bill of Rights. That's right. You've heard it from Hal Anthony. Rocks have more rights. Go behind the woodshed and open up a big old can of whoop-ass with Hal Anthony on Sundays, and he'll share with you some of his findings right off the United Nations websites. All right? Animals and rocks have more rights than people. Parks, okay, natural resource protection measures are intended to reduce the intensity of hazard effects as well as to improve the quality of the environment and wildlife habitats. Parks, recreation, and conservation agencies or organizations usually implement these activities. So you want to be very careful. You want to be very much aware of what's happening in your parks area. The recreation, parks, rec, and conservation agencies. Get on their boards if you can and try and speak a little truth to bring some reason into the discussion. Bring these documents forward. Let them know and understand what is Agenda 21 and why we need to be concerned about it. Examples of natural resource protection include erosion and sediment controls. Well, so much for farming, Dorothy. That's just nothing but fraught with erosion and sediment control. And wetlands protection. Oh, yeah, wetlands protection. You know that nasty little boggy spot over there in the corner of your 40-acre parcel? You want to drain that swamp? Be careful. Be careful. You know, mosquitoes have rights. Anyway, emergency services measures protect people before and after a hazard event. Emergency services measures. That's right. That's where they come through with the batons, the sound cannons, and the mace. and they take you right out of town. That's right. They're going to protect you. Emergency services, enhance 911. Emergency services measures protect people before and after a hazard event. They finally quit using the tornado warnings here because people were getting so used to having the horn blow all the time when they tested it out that people quit listening to it and just kind of tuned it out. I never was a tornado, but they blew it all the time, just testing it out, you know. Anyway, most counties and many cities have emergency management offices. You need to understand that. That's what Enhanced 911 is all about, to coordinate warning, response, and recovery during disasters. Now, that can be a good thing. You know, if you got a tornado on the ground, you need to have people get together. But look what's happening in Tuscaloosa and Birmingham. It's not the emergency people. It's not the first responders. These are people that are out there. You know, Bubba with his four-wheel drive pickup truck. He's brought his chainsaw down and his Bubba pal, and they're in there cutting up trees out of people's yards, all right? You don't need to have FedGov involved in that. People helping people, that's what we've been doing since the beginning of time. Anyway, and it doesn't require federal funding either. Emergency services include warning, capacity of response, critical facilities protection, and health and safety maintenance. Now, critical facilities protection, that falls under the heading of continuity of government. Continuity of government. Warning. Okay, that's all the sirens. You've seen all the hazards, you know. Department of Homeland Security, what's the terrorist threat watch list, you know, color today. It's orange today and yellow today. Of course, Daiichi, you know, is doing a meltdown, and they're changing the numbers and downplaying it because they don't want you to realize there's not a damn thing you can do about it. All right? It's going to come on you, and it's going to come at you, and there's no amount of iodine or jumping up and down on your foot that's going to change anything. You're screwed. That's all there is to it. Emergency services. Here's another one. Structural measures directly protect people and property at risk. They are called structural because they involve construction of man-made structures to control hazards. Now, how did that work out for the people in Daiichi? They had a seawall built there and all these containment ponds. They had the seawall all built there. They were all ready to rock and roll, bring their nuclear reactor right up to the coast. Whoops. They planned for a 10-foot wave. They got a 30-foot wave. That didn't work out too well, did it? Anyway, they're called structural. Structural projects for flood control may include reservoirs, levees. Of course, you build your property in Missouri, and don't be surprised if the Conservation Department or the National Guard come in and just blow up the damn levees. That's what they're doing now. It's happening. It's in the news. Just type it into your browser. Missouri blows levees. Man, it's there. Flood walls, and sea walls, diversions. Can you hear the dollars chinking in the background there? Ka-ting, ka-ting, ka-ting. Sea walls, diversions, channel modifications, and storm sewers. Of course, this is all floated on bonds. Who profits here? Why, the bankers profit here. All those muni bonds that are upside down in debt, credit default swaps, etc. A structural solution for landslides is the construction of a debris basin. Well, they've got quite a debris basin going in Haiti, don't they? They've got another debris basin going over in Chile. I'm sure they're going to have quite a need for a debris basin down in Tuscaloosa, and I'm sure that the Japanese need one too. Debris basins. Wow, interesting. Public information activities inform and remind people about hazardous areas. That's right. Hazards, doing it all for your safety. Banning smoking in all public places all across America. Public information activities. Remember our discussion about Lilly Ledbetter Lee there? Yeah. PR man, worked for the Rockefellers, covered up all the mining disasters and the expansion of the railroads in the coal mining areas of Pennsylvania and elsewhere. Public information. That's all we seem to get, public notice on Bloomberg. Any place else you go, it's all public information. Do you think that Osama bin Forgotten was actually killed? Guess again. Think they threw a body in the ocean? Maybe, but it probably wasn't his. Unless they got it out of the cooler, down at the morgue. I'll be right back. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
The
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And so, closing out our section four here, introduction to mitigation. Again, this is right out of an existing plan, folks. This was approved in a county in southwest Missouri almost 7 years ago, all right? And it's been implemented. This is this last little bit about public information, and see how this fits into this matrix as well. We'll go to your calls. Public information activities inform and remind people about hazardous areas, and they never let you forget. And the measurement necessary to avoid potential damage and injury. Public information activities for mitigation are directed towards property owners, potential property owners, business owners, and visitors, including tourists. You can't ever get away from them. It's like walking into one of these, you know, these info centers. A few examples of public information activities to achieve mitigation are providing hazard maps and other hazard information. Outreach programs that provide hazard and mitigation information to people when they've not asked for it. Real estate disclosure. Information in the public library or a library developed specifically for mitigation information. Available technical information and assistance. And school age and adult education programs including pamphlets, flyers, and drills. Now if you want to see some drills, just jump up on YouTube and say hazard mitigation drill schools or something, and you'll get a real eyeful of what's going down. This is real stuff, and so is this. Let's jump over and talk to Fritz this morning and go live and say, good morning, Fritz.
Hey, good morning from Missouri.
Just moseying along.
Larry and Curly couldn't make it this morning. Hey, I dropped in on my local emergency management lady last week. I walked into the, she operates out of the ambulance district building there, and I just kind of walked in to poke around, and there's one person in the office. Turns out she's the emergency management agency director.
Okay.
In our area, and got to talk with her for a while. She's, I don't know, probably mid-40s, and she informed me that it's a voluntary position.
Okay.
She's an EMT by trade. She probably gets an income from her EMT involvement. But so we talked for a while, and I gave her a little background. But I told her about all the drills on 9/11, and I told her about all the drills on 7/7. And I asked her to keep her antenna up. We have this the national level exercise coming up in a few days on the 16th. And that she should keep her ears open for anything that might seem fishy.
Well, is she or anybody in your community going to participate in that national exercise?
Well, the community, the local emergency squads are participating.
Yep.
FEMA won't be here. I asked her if FEMA was coming to town, and she said no. But they're going to set up some kind of communications center, which seems to me like they already have at the ambulance district, but they're going to set up a community or a communication center in the city police department courtroom, not the county courthouse, but the city police incorporated courtroom.
Yes.
And she said I could come by and see the operation on that day if I wanted to, and so on. I thought it was interesting when I got home, she gave me her business card. So check this out. They have a logo. You know, all these government agencies have a little logo. It's usually round, you know, so they can make a patch and put it on their jacket or whatever. And it is, it's like a yin-yang symbol. It has that serpentine line that goes through it.
Yes.
Looks like two commas, you know, 69 style, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in the one half is blue, and it shows a big cloud formation with a tornado and lightning coming out of it, and the tornado is touching down on what appears to be a body of water.
Okay.
It has all those little squiggle lines like you represent waves with.
Sure.
And then in the other quadrant, or I should say section, half section
as
of the logo.
As above, so below, and so below is?
An atom. it's like a George Jetson graphic of a little, you know, an atom. It's got the, what is it, the neutron in the middle?
Yeah, nuclear.
The center point, and then it has all the little orbits around it, like a little mini solar system, like a little simple little graphic of an atomic particle.
Sure.
And that is that's incorporated into the logo as well. So it occurred to me last night, maybe they've got a Geiger counter over there.
They might have one. I don't know if it's operative.
And I'm going to approach her about that radiation stuff next time I see her.
Well, you might poke around, you know, look behind the sheriff's office, look alongside some of the volunteer fire departments, and what you're looking for would be like a truck that has like a container, a big box on the back of it, an enclosed back. Maybe we'll have a satellite dish on it or antennas and things like that. Most of the small town fire departments these days have established these command centers, these remote command centers. And so instead of setting up at the county courthouse and taking all that trouble, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll set up a little bivouac station. Now, as you progress, that vehicle is going to go from a homespun, ham radio type of a setup to something far more advanced than that. You can go up on the internet and take a look at NIMS, the National Incident Management System, NIMS, and what you'll find there is a variety of these great big fleet-size motorhomes that they'll roll in once the county has exhausted all of its resources and the state has exhausted all of its resources. These NIMS vehicles will come in, and when FEMA and NIMS come in, they take over the control of the county, so the county sheriff has to step down. So this might be a dialogue you'd want to entertain with this lady that you've met and go further. Now, another one that you might want to ask her is whether or not she's also the floodplain administrator for your county.
I've been trying to learn a little bit about this watershed project they have going on here, and the county commissioner, the presiding commissioner, told me that, that's just them cleaning up lead, lead in people's yards, and they got a big grant from a settlement from a big lawsuit, which I have to research, but I think that the guy that's in charge of this watershed thing is the flood administrator, and he's also the head of the health department here.
Sure, he's probably a fan of the three-toed tree frog. You know, they might be looking for three-toed tree frogs in your area as well, and God help them if you find any.
Yeah, but we have a mobile command center. It's a trailer, which they proudly display on farmer market days.
Yeah.
They have it there in the parking lot with the farmer's market people. And I tried to tell the farmer's market sellers last summer about the upcoming food safety bill, one gal was kind of receptive, and some old boy, he said, "Well, I'm going to grow these tomatoes until the day I die," type of thing. So he don't care about that too much. But so it was interesting. I'm on my way home from town yesterday morning, and there were two fire. It seems like they're drilling the drill. They're practicing for the NLE.
Yes.
On the highway out of town, the highway that's between me and all my food sources, they had set up two hooking ladders, or large fire trucks, on either side of the highway.
Right.
And they were lowering their hydraulic, they have feet that they lower down to stabilize the thing when the ladder goes up and so on. And it looked to me like they were getting ready to, they were practicing setting up a roadblock there. On my highway into town.
Yes.
And I was too busy with cutting trees and stuff to go back in and take any photographs and see what they were doing. But it's all going on here.
Well, it's going on every place, Fritz. And the whole idea with these big fire trucks, they've got them around here as well. But typically, they spend all of their time inside the building getting washed and waxed, and all the volunteer firemen, march around it, and worship the big fire truck. But it doesn't seem to get very much use. Sometimes they'll take them out when they have a parade, and they'll run the hook and ladder truck all the way to the top and fly a flag. But other than that, they don't seem to get much use. It's kind of funny, too. Here we are in one-story Missouri. The most extreme building we've got around here is two stories in height. We got a hook and ladder machine that could reach a 10-story building. I mean, what's up with that? You could do it with an extension ladder, for God's sakes. But, it's only probably $250,000 truck. Hey, we're all out of time.
There you go.
We're all out of time. Thanks for the call, Fritz. And folks,
thank you.
Okay, folks, and we'll be back again tomorrow. I hope you will be, too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.